I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Japan's tsunami debris has finally reached North America. The sea litter is a reminder of the 2011 devastation. Asian Access has been there actively rebuilding, but after 13 months of survival mode, Pastor Takeshi Takazawa notes a shift.
The most important things about rebuilding is rebuilding of the community, rebuilding of the people's heart, way more than the physical space and buildings.
People are opening up.
They see a Christian church as something that they need. In their society and in their life.
Keep praying. Next, the Christian Association of Nigeria issued a final warning to the government this week, demanding a response to the Boko Haram. In a statement released earlier, church leaders demanded faster action and better protection from the government. They warned secession is possible if nothing else happens, and add that if police fail, the church will defend herself. Ministry's been disrupted in some areas. Please pray wisdom for the church leaders. Go to our website for more details. And despite gang and drug violence, Christian Resources International continues their ministry to Mexico and other Latin American nations. CRI's executive director, Jason Wolford, says while English makes up the majority of their ministry, Spanish is now an even greater demand.
One of the things that we're lacking is Spanish material. As you know, it seems the devil has waged a full assault on Mexico and its people. So, you know, we want to go there. We want to get the word of God there because we know that that's the only thing that's going to make a difference and change.
CRI repurposes used Bibles and books for ministry. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.